Blog Talk Radio.
Fast 60 minutes of sports live now. Roll one, check two. Here we go, y'all. 60 minutes with your host, Benny Moore.
Benny Moore.
Fastest. 60 minutes in sports. NFL, MLB, NBA.
He likes to talk about this.
Nah. All right now. Fastest in sports. On your waves right now. Get it in. 619-639-4747. Welcome to the fastest 60 minutes in sports with your host, Benny Moore. Welcome to 7 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day. Many of you thought this day would not get here this year.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy holidays to each and every one of you. 619-639-4747, 619-639-4747. I doubt I will hear from anyone, obviously, today. It is Christmas Day. It is a special day across this land, across the world. So many people celebrating the spirit of love and giving. Whether you're of a Christian faith or any faith whatsoever, certainly a chance to show some love to the ones you care about. And please, by all means, take advantage of this day and this opportunity. I am Vinny Moore. Today, I think I don't want to be Vinny Moore. Today, I think I just want to be Vincent. Now, most of the NFL took place yesterday, so it's not as if we've got to go through a bunch of fun stuff, some rankings and talking about, you know, what's going to come down the pipe and pregame shows and all that other fun stuff. All that stuff is far behind us at this point. And broadcasting from the Richland Park studio today, you know, my family's here. I'm very, very fortunate, very, very blessed. My son is home from the United States Army, taking some time off to spend some time with family and friends. It's always great to see our men who serve our country so faithfully come home. And obviously a lot of these guys are, you know, taking time out from their duty stations to get time with their family and loved ones before they have to go back and do what is often a very, very thankless job. And I know a lot of us, we watch TV, we see all the stories, we see the news, and we see all of our celebrities putting out the thank yous and all this. And I think it was really kind of interesting yesterday watching the Giants-Jets football game and hearing Tom Coughlin kind of expand the typical, you know, thanks for everything you do kind of a tenure that we often hear in sports. Instead, he went and simply said, you do something that a lot of us could never do. You stand there with your heart on your sleeve, your emotions for this country, and do a job most of us could never do. And I think far too often we tend to forget the fact that there are young men and women that serve this country without fear of their own. And in a world of so much self-indulgence and selfishness, we tend to lose sight that there's someone out there that cares more about the freedoms that we take for granted on so many occasions, that is willing to put their lives on the line for that. So today, of all days, not a good day to be a turd, so to speak. Not a good day to be selfish. Not a good day to think about yourself. Instead, think of others. Let's be a little kinder today. Maybe that'll just spawn over to something special for 2012. You know, many of you who've gotten to know me know that, you know, I am a very faith-driven individual, and I do have my own personal beliefs, and I don't apologize for them. I'm very, very fortunate to have some of the things I have in this life. I'm very fortunate to have the faith that I have. And, you know, I give credit and honor where I believe it needs to be placed. And I'm mindful of these great things that God has bestowed upon me in my life. Now, of course, we're going to get into all the sports talk, and I don't want to digress too much. So I'm just thankful today. And so if I take a few minutes out of this crazy morning on Christmas Day to tell you that I appreciate you, please understand that that's coming from the heart. I love you guys. I appreciate all the support. It's been a crazy, crazy 2011. It was a crazy 2010. Many of you know we lost the home back in January 2010. Here it is about to turn over to 2012, and we've basically taken you all along for the ride during this whole process. So we will get into some NFL, some playoff scenarios and things of that nature. Today seems to really be a lot of talk now about the NBA since they're getting started today with Three games on the dock today. Two will be broadcast. The Bulls and Lakers get it started this afternoon. And there, my understanding is there is another game later on tonight. Not quite as intense, you know, the Mavericks and Heat maybe. But, you know, it's a 66-game schedule, which is a little bit, you know, obviously antiquated and by design at this point. Four game weeks for a lot of teams. So you're going to see a lot of injuries this year early on. Guys not quite in shape. You know, it's your deepest team in the NBA probably is the Chicago Bulls right now. And, again, will the Lakers be everything? Will the off-court distractions with Kobe Bryant and the divorce be a distraction? All that, obviously, will be brought to bear. But if you're a Detroit Lion fan, Christmas came early for you. You got to love that. You got to love that. So, anyway, nothing says Christmas like 13 hours of continuous basketball. This is what you got. It's going to be fun. Chargers out of the playoffs. If you're a football fan, Lions take care of that. Let's see. Prospects in college football. We're not going to talk about that today. Again, it's Christmas Day. Let's run down your headlines for you. 10:06 for your Christmas morning on the fastest 6 minutes of sports. Adrian Peterson tears his ACL and the Vikings win over the Redskins. If you saw the play, it was pretty bad. His whole knee is literally collapsed. Hopefully he'll be back for next season. But that's a big hope. ACLs can be funny. And, you know, he runs violently. He runs hard. So certainly wish Adrian Peterson the best during during the rehab that's going to get started here shortly after they repair that tear. The Giants beat up on the Jets yesterday to keep the NFC East title hopes alive. The Bills have Tebowed Tebow, basically stomping the Broncos. Let's see. Raiders in a tie for first place alongside the Broncos now, thanks to that drubbing that Buffalo put on Denver. Southern Miss puts away Nevada in the Hawaii Bowl. The Niners eliminate the Seahawks, getting closer to having a bye. The Niners, probably the nicest story in the NFL in a long time as they've come full circle back around. The Eagles shut down the Cowboys. A lot of people expected that, but they didn't expect Tony Romo to get hurt. The Miami Dolphins played the Patriots really good yesterday, played really tight, ultimately losing 27-24 in a game the Dolphins really had control of for a large portion of that game. But in the end, Patriots earned that first-round bye. And a Ravens loss gives the Patriots a first-round bye. From the other news in sports, Cam Newton breaks another record as the Panthers roll. Of course, the Ravens take care of business, beating up on Cleveland. They finish 8-0 at home. Steelers keep pace by shutting out the Rams. Let's see. Bengals took care of the Cardinals. A little slim playoff hope, so that's out of the way. It's 10:07 for your morning. Let's see. How best can we say this? Let's see. Matthew Stafford's victory lap. No one really talk about that. You know, for those of you who think Ndamukong Suh is a dirty player, you know, overheard Lance Briggs last night talking about he may not be the dirtiest player in the league, but he's definitely the dirtiest player in the NFC North. The sad thing is that's just a guy who plays so intense and lets his emotions kind of get the best of him, and oh well, such is the case. But 3 years, I guess, after the 0-16 debacle in Detroit is back in the postseason. Stafford throws three touchdown passes. San Diego, I thought, was going to put up a much better showing than what they did, but in the end, they simply folded. And, yeah, of course, we all know North Turner will probably be out as the San Diego head coach. I think it's already been probably announced by now. If not, look for North to wind up as the offensive coordinator in Chicago with Mike Marsh's contract coming to a close and him looking for a head coaching job in the college ranks. So there you go. I think that's really ultimately what Marsh wants. I think he's done with the scrutiny of big market teams. And, yeah, he's in the last year of his contract, so do not be surprised if, indeed, he bolts the Bears' offensive coordinator position and takes a position somewhere in college football, which will leave that, again, and North Turner would be an absolute great offensive coordinator for the Bears. It would be great for Jay Cutler, great for that Bears offense, great for Matt Forte, and more importantly, I think great for that Bears defense because he wouldn't have to be quite on the field quite so often in situations where, and again, I'm not indicting Caleb Haney. I'm not indicting the backups. I mean, the Bears are going to go into the night's game against Green Bay, and they're going to basically throw Josh McCown out there first time in 4 years. He's thrown a ball, with the exception of last week when the one ball he threw was picked off. First start, Khalil Bell will get his first start tonight. So for those of you cute Khalil Bell fans, that'll be exciting. I think he's going to do really, really well in that role. He's a talented young man, just behind Matt Forte, who's obviously very, very good. And, of course, Marion Barber, experienced, now, of course, in the backup role. To the Major League Baseball side of thing, the Tampa Bay Rays interested in Jorge Posada. Posada's not going back to the Yankees, for those of you baseball fans, sorry. The Rangers can look into the Yorvit Torrealba, incident with the umpire recently. The Oakland A's, rumor has it they're looking to move out of Oakland and get down to San Jose. I don't know how that's going to work, but wow. Well, it'd be fun to see. I mean, if they can pull it off, because San Jose is a beautiful city. It's one of the nicest places to hang out and live in this country. It really is. And if I'm the Oakland A's and I get a chance to get, I mean, again, that just wouldn't seem right, though. Maybe that's me. It just doesn't seem Oakland. Oakland should have a baseball team. Oakland should have a football team. They've got the Golden State Warriors as the basketball squad, so they're set. The idea that the A's might want to leave and go to San Jose, what's the San Jose A's? That doesn't even roll off your tongue right. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, Cincinnati Reds trade Travis Wood and two others to the Cubs for Sean Marshall. I am not sure which one got the best of that one just yet. Sean Marshall was a really good left-handed pitcher for the Cubs. Great out of the bullpen. Stable. Provided a ton of innings whenever needed. But again, left-handed starting pitching is at a premium in Major League Baseball. So there you go. 10-11 for your morning as we roll on. Looking for wonderful news to talk about. See, Southern Miss wins its 12th game last night in the Hawaii Bowl. 24-17 victory. The win marked the end of a 12-2 season for the Golden Eagles, setting a new school record for wins in a season. Kudos to Southern Miss. Again, a program that does send players to the National Football League and to the CFL, but doesn't get a lot of props. Of course, they were 22 in this ranking, so hopefully they're on a roll to maybe make that climb and get themselves into that same category. If you remember a couple of years ago, Southern Florida was up there. The Bulls were up there and got number 5 before that program took a couple of steps backwards. So it would be kind of fun if that were to come to pass. All right. So it's 10-12 on Christmas Day, and you're hanging out with Vinnie Moore. And Christmas openers today in the National Basketball Association. And I'm really trying to wrap my head around this reality, guys, that you really, really want the National Basketball Association. I was pretty doggone anal about everything going on with the collective bargain agreement, the BRI, who was going to get what money, and why. A couple of things you need to know. Celtics at Knicks today. Heat Mavericks today. This is all today? No. I know the season just started. I know they're trying to cram it all in there. Bulls-Lakers today, that's the big game at 4 o'clock Central Time, 5 on the East Coast. The Heat and Maverick come on early on ABC. That'll be kind of fun, I guess. Celtics-Knicks, if you really just got to have it, that's going to start about an hour and a half from now. Clippers and Golden State tonight on ESPN. Wow, that's a whole slate of NBA games. So, all right, for those of you that need your basketball fix fed, you can get it all tonight. Get started, and again, at noon on the East Coast, so about 45 minutes from now, you can actually find TNT, see Celtics and Knicks, get it all rocking and rolling. Paul Pierce is a little dinged up right now, but it'll be fun to see what happens. And I don't know if you know this or not, but while Kobe Bryant and Derrick Rose are combatants on the field, and they probably will never, ever share too many terrible pleasantries, they appreciate each other's games, but Derrick Rose is a workout, and I know Kobe has been all of his life. Kobe's a little bit older now, but with the off-field distractions or off-court distractions that Kobe's going through right now, you have to wonder if the Bulls don't come in here really, really ready to rock and roll and shock the world. You've got Richard Hamilton now, Rip's fun. I think the fun line that came out of Rip was he's finally running along someone that is faster than him. Now Rip's 34 years old, in great shape. He's long, he's talented, athletic, averages about 17.7 points a game, and he's running alongside the MVP, one of the strongest and fastest point guards you will ever find to play this game in Derrick Rose. The Bulls have some depth now with Luol Deng, with Brewer still there on the bench. You've got – what do they do with Kyle Korver? That's a question I think no one's ever really asked. Yeah, let's check that out. Let's get to NBA.com and find out what they really, really did roster-wise. We know the Luol Deng's there. We know Boozer's there. We know Noah's there. What we don't know is whether or not they were able to keep Kyle Korver. And that three-point shooter is – if you're Kyle Korver, you want to be on that squad. Please understand, you want to be on that squad. Let's see what we got. What can we find? Yeah, we could have used some nice segue music, huh? Probably. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, is what it is. All right, so we break down the NBA real quick. The Atlantic Division, Celtics, Nets, Knicks, Sixers, and Raptors. Of course, the Bulls atop the Central, Cavs, Pistons, Pacers, Bucks in the Southeast, Hawks, Bobcats, Heat, Magic, Wizards. For those of you who haven't been keeping pace, that is your Eastern Conference as it breaks down 10:15. Fast 60 minutes in sports, 619-639-4747. Merry Christmas to each and every last one of you. Let's take a look at this Bulls roster. Okay, I can hear that in my ear. I don't know if anyone else can. Kyle Korver is still a Bull. All right. Wow. All right. Okay, so it's Christmas Day. Tom Thibodeau, Joakim Noah, Derrick Rose, Scalabrini? That's hilarious. That is hilarious. I think I think he's still pursuing the coaching thing. I don't think he's Hang on. 10:16 in your morning, fast 6 minutes of sports. Let's see. What's this roster going to look like this year? All right. Doing some extra digging. Sorry, guys. Sorry about the delay. Okay, so when I go to roster, I get everyone's video clip. That's kind of funny. Asik, Boozer, Brewer, Dang, Gibson, C.J. Watson, Scalabrini's there, Rose, Noah, Korver, and, of course, your head coach, Tom Thibodeau. Hamilton hasn't done his yet, but if the Bulls go 11 deep on that on the line, then you're going to have a load to deal with when it comes to dealing with the Chicago Bulls this year. Anyway, all right. Yeah, you know, I could harp on certain things longer than I need to, but we won't do that. It's 10:17 for your morning. Let's see. Breaking news. We've already basically run down that. You know about the Lions. You know about Adrian Peterson's ACL. Christmas came a little early in Detroit. New York belongs to the Giants this year, and the Broncos have lost their mojo. That's it in a nutshell. Giants tear down the Jets. Lions eliminate Chargers. You know, the significance of tonight's Bears-Packers game is really, really simple. Green Bay wins. They've got home field throughout. Green Bay loses. They open the door for a Niner squad that still has a chance at being that number one seed. If the Bears win the game, they go to 8-7, and they are not eliminated until Atlanta plays New Orleans the next night. Here's the Bears scenario for you Bears heads. Excuse me. The Bears have to win the next two games. Atlanta has to lose the next two games. Why? Because the Bears own the tiebreaker against Atlanta for the game the Bears won earlier in the season. The chance of this happening, relatively slim to none, since Atlanta, who may lose tomorrow night to New Orleans to kind of tease the Bears, is probably not going to lose Week 17 when they play the Buccaneers, who are just in disarray and have lost 9 straight. So any hopes or questions or airs for Bears fans really went out the window when you had a 10-0 lead with 2 minutes left to go against the Broncos and you couldn't close the deal, or when you had Oakland on the ropes and couldn't close the deal, or when you had Kansas City and couldn't close the deal. If you win one of those games, we're having a whole different conversation today. But that didn't happen. So kudos to the Lions for handling their business. Kudos to the Eagles for making it at least fun the last half of the season when you were basically the dog with fleas. Kudos to the Cincinnati Bengals for making the AFC a lot of fun again this year. Fun stuff in sports. What can I tell you? The most accomplished fight in the UFC is on the undercard for UFC fans. Derrick Rose, Kevin Durant are bucking the superstar trend. Crease crashing has become the latest problem for NHL officials. We haven't done any NHL yet this morning. We usually get that out of the way relatively quickly. So I tell you what, let's do a little National Hockey League. Let's run down the scoreboard for you. 10:20 on your morning internet radio, blog talk radio, our loving host. There are no games in hockey today for those of you who are curious. Last scores. Come on. Loading. See, you can tell everything's on holiday today. Nothing wants to work. Let's see. There's nothing else we can do about this, is there? There's nothing to do. Geez, why are we doing this? We get about 30 minutes of radio for a 1 hour show. You're leaning to my talents. You are so bad. So bad. All right, fine. How about this? How about we just do the rankings and standings for hockey right now? Because there's no games today. There's nothing on the scoreboard. Hockey's largely shut down. But for those of you who want to run down, let's run down your play. If the season were to end today, which obviously we're only 31, 32 games into the season. Some teams will only play 29 games. It's an 82-game season. Boston sits atop the Eastern Conference, followed by the Rangers, Florida, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Toronto, New Jersey, and Ottawa. On the other side of the Western Conference, our boys, the Chicago Blackhawks, sit atop the Western Conference, followed closely by Minnesota, San Jose, St. Louis, Vancouver, Detroit, Dallas, and Nashville. Now, the Blackhawks are going to have to get really used to the idea of skating against teams like Nashville. Then you'll get past that. Vancouver is still very, very good and very, very formidable. St. Louis coming along nicely. I don't know what version of the Minnesota Wild you're going to get if they had to play the Dallas Stars today, because their teams are so evenly matched. And again, the Wild on a 6-game losing streak right now, so they've got some things to resolve before they. And again, it's early; it's the middle of the season. So anyway, teams that could be interesting down the road: Phoenix, Calgary, right at the bubble, just outside, looking in the window. The Eastern Conference is a little bit, I won't say down. Down's the wrong word. Again, Boston's played well. The Rangers have played well. But teams like Winnipeg and Washington, they're just a little above 500, still outside looking in. But I think it's amazing. And the way it works in hockey, teams that are actually doing well have played well are typically in that playoff hunt. And even some teams that have played well even recently, just outside the window. I don't think you're going to see a lot of teams with sub-500 records like you see in the NBA often getting into the playoffs. And I think that's one of the nice things about the NHL. They seem to have that all figured out right now. So 10:22 for your morning. I know we're up against a break here. We're probably late for the break. So you all can blame that one on me, because the bottom line is it's Christmas Day. And since when are we following the rules? Talk to you. We'll be back in a minute.
So still deciding between Verizon DSL and Comcast high-speed internet? Well, you should get the whole story.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to know, how fast is Verizon DSL?
Well, that depends.
Depends on what?
On where you live.
On where I live? All right, well, do I pay less if I get a slower connection?
No.
You're kidding me.
Right. Now, let's hear that conversation with Comcast.
Hello, Comcast.
Yeah, hi. I'm curious. How much faster are you than Verizon DSL?
Oh, there's really no comparison, sir. With our 3-meg service, we're up to 3 times faster than Verizon 768K DSL. You see, we're a 100% pure broadband network.
So you guys really are the best.
Absolutely. We're the number one high-speed internet provider in America.
Wow, I almost made the wrong call. But I'm going with Comcast.
If you're looking for the best internet experience, make the right call. Comcast high-speed internet. Nothing else comes close.
Download speed compared to 768K DSL. Upstream limited to 256K. Many factors affect speed and actual speeds may vary. Call Comcast for pricing and service detail.
Getting the whole family ready for high-definition TV is easy with Turbo HD by Dish Network. You get more TV for less money, including Disney's Channel HD with hit series Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and The Suite Life on Deck. With over 120 HD channels available now, there's something for everyone. And you'll love the savings. Packages start at just $24.99 a month. Call today and get HBO and Starz free for 3 months. To get Disney Channel HD today, call Dish Network.
Welcome back on the ride. It is 10:24 for your morning. You know, we're going to have a little fun. I think it's really, really important, especially Christmas Day when, you know, so much is kind of already out of the way, that we get a chance to take a look back at some of the wonderful things we've experienced and been part of. Now, 2010, as you know, was a great, great season for, if you're, especially if you're a Green Bay Packer fan. It was a good time, even if you were a Bear fan, you went to the NFC Championship game. It was a great time if you were a Steelers fan. Solid if you were a Ravens fan. So why not? Let's look back at the 2010 NFL season and 6 minutes to a championship. Check it out.
Hey, guys, I want to start with 13Z, Devery Henderson, Chris Ivory, Green Right Nasty, Z Peel, Fake Slash, 37, Buster Bluff, Naked Right, X Post, Y Bite. That'll be the first call.
Touchdown pass in the National Football League.
T.O. grabs it and takes it into the end zone. Touchdown to Court Line.
Oh, what an effort by Devon Best to score. Wow.
Dwayne Bowe in capital letters in italics and a real big punt.
That is all play call by Ken Wisenhunt.
Kurt Davis stretching to the end zone. Touchdown.
The Patriots have broken it open.
Technique. Trust the man next to you. And above all, compete.
Under pressure, coming back, fumbles the football. The Jets have it. Picked off, intercepted by the Carolina Panthers. The Saints get the turnover right back in their hands.
I don't need a hero. I just need you to do your job. You got me?
There's only one person that carries the ball right here.
Wrong. He's in trouble. He can run to the left side. Tebow's going to run to the five, and Denver's got a touchdown.
What a run. Redskins win in Philadelphia.
An 80-yard touchdown for Adrian Peterson.
Hit by Greedy. That wins it for the Colts.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay. What a
have it. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Aaron Foster.
Get to the end zone.
Touchdown, Jacksonville.
There he goes, 25, to the 30-yard line, still going, touchdown south, at the 40, small man to beat, 103 yards, touchdown Atlanta, Eric Weave just changed the game.
15, steps over man, 20, 25, straight through, 30, he's done it again.
Wow, look at Eric Watt show today, he hurdles another tackle.
I know what you guys are made of. I know what you're made of. I see it every day.
We kept digging for a purpose. We want to come out of here with a win.
Resiliency is our trademark.
Let's go. You got to want it more than they do. You got to want it more than they do.
Every week, the level got to go higher and higher. The effort, the physical play, the execution. Just keep coming and we'll find a way to win. Because the opportunity is there. The opportunity is there.
That's all we have to do.
The Eagles have pulled off the most remarkable win I have ever seen. Eric Berry, the biggest defensive play of the year for Kansas City.
It is now a one-game season. December is our month. It is time to go to work.
It's on the 40, midfield, 45, he's on the run, 40, oh, he's at 35, look at him go. Touchdown, Seahawks.
The interception. Packers to the championship.
That's how we do it. We pick each other up. We play football like we're Steelers, like we are a team.
Touchdown! What a catch by Santonio Holmes! And the Jets answer right back.
The Bears have won, and it sets up a colossal
of the oldest and best rivalry in the NFL.
We got a game with immortality. He takes it into the end zone himself, diving for the pylon.
What they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mm.
Germany?
Mm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mm.
Or Mars? What about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet. Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton Green Tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's to you. Lipton Tea can do that.
10:35 on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, 619-639-4747. Fastest 60 minutes of sports on your holiday. For those of you venturing out to various services, Godspeed to you all. Be sure that you get back to your families safe and sound. To those of you just chilling on Christmas Day, maybe you've already done breakfast, you've already done the Christmas hand-out, you've already done the gifts. Now you get a chance to either maybe chill, maybe work a little bit on whatever that holiday dinner you're working on. Take some time out to love the ones you're with this holiday season. So many of us have been through a tremendous amount of things with, you know, of course, those of you who have families that are in the military, those of you who maybe lost loved ones, and consider someone who maybe is not looking at this holiday season as such a joyous time. Maybe they've lost a loved one during this time, or maybe they've had some traumatic experiences, and reach out to them. No one, certainly no one should be down or alone at times like this. When the rest of the world is celebrating and having such a joyous time of season. And it's about other people. It's about love. It's about kindness. And certainly it's about sharing and giving. It's 10:36. We'll be back right after this.
We've all dreamed of going back in time, stepping into a machine and going back hundreds of years. Well, there is a place where time travel is possible. The Henry Ford, America's greatest history attraction. Here, time travel happens every day. Here, we spend time with famous inventors and the ordinary people who prove they could do extraordinary things. We can read the textbooks, we can look it up online. But history is more than where we've been. It's how we got to be who we are. Here, we can touch it, walk around in it, relive it. Let's watch history come alive at Greenfield Village. Marvel at the magic of invention at Henry Ford Museum. Or take a first-hand journey through American genius on the Ford Rouge factory tour. So let's take a step back in time. Because knowing where we come from is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
What time is it? Game time! What time? About the Jets, like we're talking about the Saints. You know, all this, how about we the Miami Heat of football?
Yeah.
The bottom line is you got to buckle up the chin strap.
Yeah.
Don't disrespect the game like that. There's too much crying from them. He's a man. They can be a hit just like us. He's a man. You ought to make the big money. He's a man. Don't cry when you step on the field, man. That's war out there.
When I step on the field, I send one message. This is what it feels like.
Oh, my bad. Your bad don't work in my world.
What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We made it. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Game over.
You're listening to the fastest 60 minutes in sports.
You know, but as a series of popular beer commercials ably demonstrates, not every head coach basks in the goodwill after the game. Courtesy of YouTube sensation DJ Steve Porter, here's our spin on...
You play to win the game.
That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. You don't play to win. When you start telling me, it doesn't matter. Through the top, get out.
We couldn't do it. Did we? Cool. Offensively, we couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. We sucked.
You play to win the game.
That's pitiful.
You don't play to just play it.
Perform like that.
You don't play to win.
Okay.
You start telling me.
We suck.
It doesn't matter. Then we're tied.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
Okay.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
Playoffs?
Playoffs?
That's pitiful.
Playoffs?
I just hope we can win a game.
Get off my coach's backs. Get off the player's backs. I'm responsible for the whole thing. I'm responsible for the whole thing. Okay?
The Bears are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. If you want to crowd them, they crowd their ass. But they are who we thought they were. So we let them on the hook.
I told you what I'm going to do now. Now you want to know what I'm going to do. Because I'm contingency of that. Because I'm contingency of that. Want to know what I'm going to do. And I'm contingency of that. All of which are hypothetical.
I'm a coaching team. I was out
who's playing.
I was out who plays. When they play. Where they play.
That's why we took the damn field. That's why we took the damn field.
Run back.
You play to win the game.
I want winners.
You don't play to just play.
I want people that want to win. This is how I believe. Okay, I'm from the old school. Our formula is this. We go out, we hit people in the mouth, number one. Number two, we cannot give them the game. Number three,
hello,
we suck.
Gotta tell you the truth.
Right now, that person is not sold out to be part of this team. Cannot play with them.
You play to win the game.
Cannot win with them.
Playoffs,
hello.
Cannot coach with them.
That is so much crap.
Can't do it.
You play to win.
You don't know what we're trying to do. You guys don't look at the films. You don't know what happened. You really don't know. You think you know, but you really don't know. And you never will.
I'm getting on the damn heat with everybody, each and every one of y'all, hammering my tail. I don't coach that way. I don't coach them to do that type of thing.
You think I got your eyes killed, buddy?
I don't coach that way.
You think I got your eyes killed, buddy?
Zero.
I don't really care. I gotta tell you the truth.
I know I'm smarter than that.
You play to win the game.
Playoffs?
You don't play to just play it. You don't play to win. When you start helping me, it doesn't matter. Then we're tied. Get out.
Yesterday's yesterday. Today's today. Tomorrow will be tomorrow.
Playoffs?
Thanks, Coach.
Wake up, Leona. Leona.
Mr. Griffith, isn't there something besides idiots?
It's the Subway Steak and Cheese Sub. Hearty Italian bread.
With a bit more onion on it, please. It's the steak and cheese on hearty Italian bread, but now with a bit of onion on it. Sub. Succulent steak, gently drizzled with...
Maybe a bit more.
Okay, totally loaded with Southwest sauce.
On some of those pepper thingies?
Okay, get ready. So really massively lovely steaky cheese thing, and yes, I'm starting to panic here. There's only 8 seconds of airtime left, and by pepper thingies, I guess you're meaning jalapenos. Sub. Available at Subway.
Can I...
With olive. Feel good food, made the way you want it. We've got a sub for that.
All your documents, photos, movies, and music at your fingertips all the time.
All the time.
That's the power of the cloud. That's the power of HP
WebOS.
HP, everybody on.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
As we are, 10:45 on your Christmas morning. Happy holidays, everybody. 14 left on the show. We've had a lot of fun this morning. Again, this would be one of those greatest hit shows that once we obviously get all that fun stuff, you know, feathered and worked all out. In the meantime, NFL happened yesterday, so no VIN picks today. No need for ESPN's lead pipe locks. Just looking forward to all the NBA action going later on today. There's a ton of games. I'm getting started in about 15 minutes with the Knicks game with the Celtics. For those of you that can get to TNT. And again, I know I do this every weekend. I say I'm not really going to be tied to it, but we give our network some love. So TNT, ESPN, ABC will have a full slate of NBA action today. The big game being, of course, the Bulls-Lakers game, which starts about 4 o'clock here in the Chicago market. Game will be played out in L.A., so yeah, happy holidays to any and everyone there. A full slate of games. For those of you big NBA heads, the Clippers and CP3 now a done deal, so Blake Griffin now has some help there. That team is deep. The Clippers may actually give the Lakers some fits this year. You've got Chauncey Billups, you've got Chris Paul now, and of course you've got Blake Griffin down low. So going to be a lot of excitement going on the West Coast. But for those of us in Middle America here, it is all about the Bulls and the depth of that team. Now with Rip Hamilton playing the two guard, there's just so much. Dude, they go 11 men deep. Kyle Korver is still part of that team, and now with Rip there, you're going to start seeing guys like Korver start really truly lighting it up because they're going to get the proper spacing to get those three-point shots off. Going to be a lot of fun if you're a Bulls fan. Not so much if you're a Pistons fan. Largely a team gone young, decimated with free agency moves all over the place. So, you know, I feel kind of – a lot of teams are going to take some step backs. Milwaukee will have some bright spots this year, but not incredibly deep, not incredibly talented. You're probably going to see your big three again. Boston will be Boston, even though they're a little long in the tooth with Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. The Heat will be the Heat. You know, now that 6'7" Richard Hamilton's on the Bulls, LeBron will not be able to step out and guard Derrick Rose. I think if you're Tom Thibodeau, you can get as far as you got last year, and you get to that Eastern Conference Finals again, you will not see LeBron James guarding Derrick Rose because LeBron James will have to contend with Rip Hamilton because Rip's going to put up 17 to 29 a game, and that in and of itself changes the whole scope of the landscape of the Eastern Conference and who's going to come out of there. On the other side of the NBA world, the Western Conference, Oklahoma City looks really, really promising. They just got to stay healthy. Utah, now with the loss of Darren Williams and him not being there, I don't know what that's going to give those guys. Portland may be good. It's just going to be fun. So 11 minutes to go. We've had a lot of fun today. We're going to shut it down a little bit early today, guys. It is the holiday, and I'm sure there's plenty of you that are holding on to your last dear breath at 619-639-4747, trying to find out whether or not the Falcons and Saints game is going to be worth going to the window on. You know what? Here's the deal. If you're a Falcon fan, you need Atlanta to win this game to solidify the playoff position. If Atlanta loses, you actually give hope to a little lowly team like the Chicago Bears that if by chance they win against Green Bay, which we all believe is not going to happen, but if they were to somehow find a way to beat Green Bay tonight, the 8-7 Bears would still have an outside shot. They are the last team hanging on by a thread in terms of the playoff picture. The playoff picture would be completely solidified had the Bears won, obviously, two of the last four games. Instead, all they did was lose all four. So, the Lions are in. Atlanta is the last team that has a say-so into whether or not they're going to dance the dance or not. The last thing the NFC really, truly needs is the Bears to luck up into these playoffs, because then you'll have the return of Jay Cutler, the return of Matt Forte, and everything will change. For those who love to speculate, that's a great thing to have happen. For those of you that just love, well, sports in general, look, I'm a Bears fan to my heart, but the reality is they have not earned this. All right, this team is not very well. You look, the position coaches are awesome. The head coach is a dud. I said it. I stand by it. An absolute dud. He doesn't understand the concept of winning football. He understands football, but not the concepts of winning football. You know, programs like the Patriots, the Parcells-led Giants back in the day, winning programs, tough-minded programs that had a philosophy, stuck by the philosophy, and that philosophy worked. You know, the Patriots have been the model of consistency for years. In basketball, whether it was the Lakers, whether it was the Bulls of the 90s, there were programs that were models of consistent championship-like runs. So whether you hoisted a championship banner or not, you were there. Even the Pistons, when they were winning their back-to-back titles, a consistency, a philosophy that simply you drove home, you worked it, and it did what it was designed to do, which was get you to the championship and see what happened. I mean, the Indianapolis Colts, you know, previous to Peyton Manning's injury, models of consistency, consistent performance, consistent playoff runs every single year. The Yankees, obviously, are the model in baseball, 26-plus championships and still growing. The payroll, because there is no salary cap in baseball, so you can write the biggest check you want to get the best players. But models of consistency. So here's a Chicago sports landscape that, you know, is – I won't say it's in disarray yet, but I think in this offseason, should the Bears lose the last two games and go 7-9, I'll be the first one to write the code for the brand new website of Fire Lovie Smith. But again, I don't think your, you know, Mike Tyson's and Rod Marinelli's are your problem. I really don't even think Mike Marks is so much your problem. I think the failure to develop a solid backup quarterback is an indictment of the head coach, an indictment of that staff. I think some of the decisions made to not be flexible in where you went. I mean, now you're going to throw the reins to Josh McCown in a rivalry game in Green Bay with whatever playoff hope you've got left on the line, as opposed to seeing what you've got in Nathan Enderle and preparing for next year. There is enough talent on that football team for next year to win a championship. I said and I stand by it. There is absolutely enough team. What was going on in Chicago when they beat San Diego and went to 7-3 was more than enough to compete with Green Bay, more than enough to compete with any team in the AFC. It was ready. That defense was ready to rock and roll and is still one of the best in the league. I stand by it. Now, to the baseball heads of the world, it's 10:52, 7 minutes, 40 seconds left to go in the show. You got Cubs, you got White Sox. White Sox have got basically a blank checkbook to do what they want to do. The Cubs have got new administration making decisions for those guys. It looks like it's a foregone given that Prince Fielder is going to go to the Chicago Cubs. However, that is not a done deal yet. So sometime between now and mid-January, look for that verbiage to start flying all over the place as the Cubs pursue Prince Fielder. In the meantime, the White Sox may be looking to deal Gavin Floyd, and if that's the case, then their pitching is going to take a step back. That could be, I won't say catastrophe just yet. They've already lost Burley. They may lose Floyd. If they lose that, two of their big horses in that rotation are going to go down, and what are they going to replace them with? Because there's not a lot in that farm system. So they've got some things to work on. In the meantime, it is the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports. I'm your host, Vinny Moore, 10:52 on Christmas Day. While most superstar broadcasters are taking the day off, us lowly guys that love you guys are taking the time out of Christmas Day to spend some time with you. 619-639-4747. Love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Tell you what, it is 6 minutes to go. Throughout this year, we've had some really, really heartfelt moments. Let me share one with you right now. You all remember the Hall of Fame ceremonies with Deion Sanders and Shannon Sharp. I probably get more requests, you know, via email for playing the Shannon Sharp clip from his Hall of Fame speech, just because it's so heartfelt. And in this time when we're really all about family, you know, I think it's appropriate right now. So with the last 6 minutes of the show, we'll probably get you a good five of this. I want you to hear some of what Shannon had to say in his Hall of Fame speech as we wish you the best of holiday seasons, the happiest of New Year's. This next week, for those of you who have taken some time off to spend time with your family, get some housework done. Have some fun. Love hard. Eat great food. Don't overindulge because we want to see you back here in 2012. Take care, everybody. See you in a few minutes.
My big brother Sterling, I'm the only player of 267 men that's walked through this building to my left that can honestly say this. I'm the only pro football player that's in the Hall of Fame, and I'm the second best player in my own family. of fate have dealt you a different hand. There's no question. There's absolutely no question in my mind we would have been the first brothers to be elected to the Hall of Fame. The 44 men and women that I thanked and congratulated early for giving me and bestowing this prestigious honor upon me, all I do is ask. All I can do is ask in the most humblest way I know how, is that the next time you go into that room or you start making a list, look at Sterling Sharpe's accomplishments for a 7-year period of the guys that's in the Hall of Fame at the receiver position and the guys that have the potential to be in this building. That's all I ask. I don't say, hey, just do that. The next time you go in that room, think about Sterling Sharpe's number for 7 years. That's all I ask. Sterling, you're my hero, my father figure, my role model. You taught me everything I know about sports and a lot about life. I never once lived in your shadow. I embraced it. I think this is where I start to get emotional. My granny. See, the guy that did this bust here, he went to school for that. He's trained to bring clay to life with his hands. It's my turn to bring Mary Porter to life with my voice. It's time for me to give Mary Porter a face. For all those that don't know who she is, it's my turn now. What do you say about a person that gives you everything but life? How do you start to say thank you, Granny, for a woman that raises 9 of her kids and your mom's 3, and she sacrificed more for her grands than she did her own? You see, my grandmother was a very simple woman. She didn't want a whole lot. My grandmother wanted to go to church and Sunday school every Sunday. She wanted to be in Bible study every Wednesday. And the other day, she wanted to be in a fishing creek. It was my brothers and I job to make sure she could do that for the remaining days of her life. The only regret that I have in my 43 years that I never told my grandmother just how much she meant to me. See, my grandmother and grandfather, they raised me, and I hung on everything they say, but they didn't know it. I can tell you every time that my grandmother's ever been upset at me, I can tell you why. My brother never knew that everything he said, that I hung on it. I wanted to be so much like my brother that when I went to college, my brother's first college girlfriend, my first college girlfriend looked exactly like his. And the one story I want to leave you with to tell you why I became this person. When I was 12 years old, I told my mom, I said, Mom, I'm going to have some money one day, and I'm going to buy you a Mercedes, and I did. When I came and I asked my grandmother, I said, Granny, what do you want? She always called me her baby. She never called me by my name. I said, you want me to buy you a car and teach you how to drive? She said, no, son, I don't want that. I said, Granny, do you want jewelry? She said, no, son, I don't want that. She said, son, I want a decent house. And I'm thinking, I said, well, my grandmother wants 7,000-8,000 square feet. But then I knew my grandmother, knowing her like I know her, after pausing for 5 or 6 minutes, I said, Granny, what is a decent home? And I remember it like yesterday, and it was 30-plus years ago. She said, son, I want a decent home. And her words verbatim is, she said, son, I want to go to bed one night. And she said, I want God to let it rain as hard as he possibly can. And I want him to let it rain all night long. And she said, I want to wake up and not be wet. That's a decent home for my grandmother. That's all she wanted. See, for 66 years, my grandmother never went to bed and have it rain and not be wet.
That's going to do it, guys. Thank you so much for being part of our 2011, 2000, soon to be 2012. It's Christmas Day. The Fastest Six in Sports is done for 2011. Love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Keep the number handy, 619-639-4747. We will see you next year only on the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. Peace.